Good morning, and where are we, and who are you?
I don't want to be on this one. I'm sorry.
You don't want to be on that one? No, and that says it all, ladies and gentlemen. Take two. This is Vincent Arrigne with Blast Furnace Radio, and where are we?
We are at the kitchen site for the mobilizations against the International Coal Conference and G20. Super secret location in the Hollow.
And what happened yesterday?
I'm from Seeds of Peace, which is an organization that travels around the country providing logistical support, primarily food support and medical support to mobilizations for social justice. And yesterday, we've been in town for a few days, and we came upon our bus and noticed that the police had stopped there and were illegally on the bus searching it. And then over the course of the next like hour or so talking with the police, and the police being really, really rude to us, we were informed that our bus was going to be towed and impounded, which it was. So basically the cops stole our bus yesterday.
And was that from Polish Hill?
That was up on Polish Hill, yeah.
Okay. And someone was arrested?
Yes, one of our collective members, Thea, was arrested because she said her name was Thea, and then she gave her last name when in reality her real name was Cynthia. And then this one, like, crazy aggro policeman who has a reputation for Officer Sellers, is that his name? Yeah. He's got a reputation around town for being not, you know, the nicest guy. And, he arrested her for giving false information, even though she provided her full name after he informed her that she had given false information. She's arrested yesterday, supposedly was in jail, but they have no record of her, and she's still there, we're assuming, but we're trying as best we can to get a hold of her. One of our lawyers from the ACLU has already filed a lawsuit, or is going to file a lawsuit on Monday on our behalf regarding the bus impoundment, and I imagine Thea also has a lawsuit on her hands if she wants it.
Well, welcome to Pittsburgh.
Thanks.
So besides getting harassed and people getting arrested for giving their nicknames, what are you folks going to do here in Pittsburgh during the G20 summit and coal conference?
Well, our main concern, basically Seeds of Peace is kind of divided into two factions at this point. We've got the food component and then the medical component. And so we'll be bottom lining the food support and the medical infrastructure for the week. We're going to be cooking for, I don't know, depending on how many people show up, between 2,000 and 7,000 people, providing, emergency first aid on the street.
Decontamination?
Yeah, like from tear gas or pepper spray or chemical weapon.
Okay. Yeah, because people used to, grind lemons into my eyes and told me that was
bad
good
idea.
To neutralize that, and the lemons kind of hurt.
Liquid and acid. Liquid and acid water. That's the actual protocol.
Okay, slow.
Liquid and acid water, that's the correct protocol as far as I know.
Okay, kids, remember to mix it up in your bathtub, and please stay away from the brown acid. So back to Thea. Thea is still in jail, and somebody is trying to find out where she is in the system.
That's correct.
Saturday morning at 10:30, and that's unbelievable since the holding tank in both the women's jail is so small.
I know one thing is that they're clearing out the jails. You know, they've got, 24-hour arraignments going on, and they're trying to clear out the jails because they're expecting... I mean, they said they're going to arrest 3,000 people, but we'll see.
Yeah, I think they're going to... I was in Miami, and I think that this is following the... what is now be called the Miami model, and I guess the next step is has already happened already, and that's these preemptive arrests.
It's true. But this is something we deal with everywhere, you know, everywhere we go.
Sure.
And it's just sort of part of the deal. You know, one of our...
So where, do you have any locations where you're going to be serving?
We're serving all over the place. Mostly we'll be serving to all the actions downtown, and
okay.
We'll be serving to the Three Rivers Climate Convergence events, some of which are taking place.
Okay.
And I don't know, there's a lot of different things going on, and we're going to serve to as many of them as we can. So
is this going to be vegan and seared flesh, or just vegan?
depends on what we can get our hands. I mean, we're not an exclusively vegan kitchen.
Okay.
You know, we try to cater to the, you know, the demographic that we're cooking to. Honestly, like, most of what we do is vegan just because it's more practical, it's cheaper, it's what we can
do. It spoils quickly.
Yeah, and we just, I mean, we try to make healthy food is what we try to do, and feed it to as many people as possible.
That's harassment over wanting to feed people, and obviously you're not paid staff.
No.
Do you have a website?
We do have a website. It is seedsofpeacecollective.org. Check it out.
This is Vincent Irene on behalf of Blast Furnace Radio, 100.3 on your FM dial and over the internet around the world and out into Galactica. And we are in the Hala, and you'll never find it. So,